Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. Welcome back to another episode of Agency Highway. Today is, I was just about to say it's an awesome topic, but I say this literally every time. And I guess that's why I get the guests on that I do, because it really is another one of my favorite topics in growing your team, especially like growing beyond just yourself if you're a freelancer. And to talk about that, I've got Damien Papworth from Globatel on the line. So thanks for joining me, Damien.
Thanks for having me, James. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Like, we've been hanging out and talking about business and stuff for a while, and even doing some, I guess, mini joint venture type stuff. And so to finally get you on is awesome. So let's start with just a little bit of an introduction about like you and Globatel and how you got started in agency life.
Yeah, cool. So Globatel, we are a little bit different to most agencies. We're wholesale, so we're, I guess, more commonly known as an outsource agency, but we just do wholesale. So a lot of the white label outsource agencies do retail work as well, like they'll sell direct. You know, we made the decision that that's a completely different business and we just wanted to help agencies. So we structured our business around helping agencies grow. I came to that because I used to be an agency. I started my agency back in 2003. And my story, I think, is pretty common. Like, I came in doing AdWords, Google AdWords. I started because I wanted a bit of a challenge. I was a bit bored in my career. Wanted a challenge, and I just started promoting affiliate campaigns, chasing an affiliate dollar.
Nice. I think a lot of us started that way.
Exactly. We all did. And it might not be AdWords. It might be, you know, created a website for your sister or something because you wanted something to do and everyone went, wow. So you go into web design. and then you get a few other people to say, do one for me. That's how I started. You know, I started doing affiliate programs, started making a bit of money. I remember I left my job. I was being paid 120 grand a year because I made 20 grand 1 month, I doubled it the next month, and I doubled it to $20 1 month. double it to $40 the next month, double it to $80 the next month. I thought, that's it, I've nailed this. So I quit my job to go full time into affiliate
marketing.
Yeah. So, but what happened, I guess, is a bunch of my mates are in small business heard what I was doing and they wanted help. They heard about this new online thing, this thing Google, and wanted help. So I started helping them. And gradually built my agency from there. And I guess you mentioned yourself. That's a really common story. That's sort of how we all get into it.
Yeah.
So I went through all the same struggles and all the same challenges that all agencies have coming from that kind of background.
Yeah.
I got stuck a few times. Like, I sold that agency in 2013 to do this model. Mm. The first time I got stuck was really expanding beyond myself. And then I got really stuck when I had to grow past sort of 300 grand. And, you know, in this wholesale model now, all I do is speak to agencies and they're two really, really common points of getting stuck. And there's a real common themes behind that. And then once you get past the 300, the next one's about 1.5 million. There's very different sort of challenges there.
Yeah. I like what you guys have done with the wholesale only, by the way. I remember because we were going down that model when we were still doing agency stuff. And at some point, we were doing custom software development as a partner for agencies. But we also had, we were also building websites on that retail front. And a business coach, James Shramko, used to be in his high-level mastermind. And he, one of his bits of advice was just like, you need to stop doing that because now you're a competitor to the people you're trying to partner with in a way, which is not a good look.
No, absolutely. I don't understand why anyone would give their client database to a white label agency who's also doing retail stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you're giving your client database to a competitor. I don't understand it.
Yeah. So well done on switching to wholesale only. Yeah. Man, part of me wants to go in and talk about all the early affiliate stuff because I could yarn about that all day about, oh man, like it's how we got started as well. And it's just so funny just
they're how awesome.
Much we were contributing to making the internet a terrible place back then. Let's not, because that's not the topic of this chat. So where do you think is the best place to start? You know, I guess for someone who's just themselves at the moment, a freelancer, I think that's pretty common that I see in the Facebook group and people reaching out to me. It might just be them, maybe plus a couple of contractors, you know, like a writer or, you know, a couple of other people they can pull in. Maybe not even that. So that's probably where we could start.
Yeah, no, cool. So I think the theme's quite similar no matter where you are, whether you're sort of at that trying to break out of the just by yourself or the next step, which is that sort of that 300 mark that most people get stuck at. And I like to, like quite often when I'm sitting with an agency, I'll draw this on a notepad with them, but I'll try to explain what it looks like. But when you start or you've got a small team or your partnership, I like to think of everything we do as a triangle. So you draw a triangle and, you know, everything we do is within that triangle. And, you know, when I started it, when I started my business, my affiliate business, the kind of things that I was doing is, you know, signing up to affiliate programs, which I thought I had a chance with, creating a campaign with AdWords, with my own money, having a couple of spreadsheets, which I had a lot of fun with trying to work out, you know, I mean, it's basically arbitrage. The $1 I'm putting in, is that $7 coming out at the other end? Having a lot of fun with that and then trying to scale through pumping more money into the system. And, you know, that started and then all of a sudden I had a few mates who wanted me and that was my triangle at the start. That filled my whole triangle and I had a ball. But then I had a few mates who said, can you help us? And I went, yeah, cool. So the first thing I'd go do is sit down and have a discussion on how it all works and, you know, do that free consulting that we all do, and which is really bad for sales, by the way. works with your mates, but not anyone else. So, yeah. So you know, sales meetings became part of my triangle. And then these guys didn't just want, like, the dollars. They couldn't see the dollars coming in. So all of a sudden, I had to do reporting and sending invoices. You know, I never send invoices with the affiliate model. So all of a sudden, I've got within my triangle, you know, the client meetings, the reporting, invoicing, and then I spoke to my accountant and I had to start keeping books. So all of a sudden, I'm doing bookkeeping too. And then one of them wanted me to do a website for them. She was actually my first real client. So I built a website for Mel and all of a sudden, I'm doing reading Dreamweaver for Dummies and trying to put this HTML website together. And I ended up doing 3 or 4 websites for her. She was actually my first client that came in and the last to leave when I moved to wholesale. So yeah, really, really good relationship. But now I'm doing web coding also. And then SEO started. And it's, you know, it's all within the same triangle of expertise that I had. That triangle of time that I had. And I think that's really, really common. And, you know, obviously, if we have a few people in our team at those starting points, maybe in a partnership, well, then management's part of it. Maybe human resources is part of it too. So all of a sudden, I went from doing something that was, you know, a real challenge and a lot of fun and, you know, slapping myself on the back to all these other things that I never intended to do. And I didn't even enjoy. So, and that's common. I mean, you're I can see you're nodding your head, you know, exactly. So that's common. So
yeah, totally.
So the thing is, so within our triangle, like if we look at our triangle, it's got three sides. And I see to move from that point, we need to leverage one of three things. And we've got, when I draw this, the left-hand side going up to the top point, I put a money, a right money. We have to leverage money. Top point down the right-hand side is time. You know, we need to leverage time. And then the one along the bottom is expertise. And they work differently. So let's talk about money first, because to leverage money, and this is one of the things that I really, really enjoy about working with you, James, over the, you know, the last 6-9 months or so, is to leverage money, we need more cost-effective resources. And there's two basic ways that we can do it that come readily to mind. You might know of other ways, but the two ways to do it is basically resource or find more cost-effective staff. And that's what I do in the outsourcing model. And the way I do that is by, you know, taking advantage of currency, you know, different countries with different currency rates, I have access to more cost-effective resources. The other way we can do it, which is your model, is by using software rather than people. You know, so use software rather than time. Time's one of the most expensive things you can buy, and you do your system and your content snare solution is really, really cool that it takes time away from agencies and uses a piece of software instead.
You know, that topic is huge, and like I just expect someone to be like, you're only saying that because you have a software product. But this was a huge thing that changed in my mind several years ago, because I was at the point of like close to burnout, you know, doing so much stuff.
Yeah.
And I was averse to spending money on software. And like, I think it changed very, very rapidly for me, because I was like, I don't care at this point. I'll spend money to save half an hour, you know, I'll spend, you know, X amount of dollars a month. I don't care. I just need to get some stuff off my plate. And that changed so much now. Cause like, granted, I have an enormous list of software that I pay for now, but it also means there's so much stuff I don't have to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course, these softwares weren't magic bullets. I had to set them up and create processes around them for my team and that. But man, it's just made the business so much more effective. And while I can still understand the reluctance to pay for software that's going to save you time, because a lot of people have that mindset, I still understand it because I was that for so long. Mm. And I just wish I could make more people make that same switch I did, because, man, my life has improved so much since then, you know, like just to pay a little bit of money to save all this time and my sanity, and I can go and do stuff that I like doing instead of working.
Yeah, exactly. And like, really cool story. One of the early clients I had, they were quantity surveyors in Victoria. My brother, very successful accountant, and every time these guys did one of their quantity surveying reports, I can't remember what they sent to their clients so their clients can get all their tax deductions. It was a manual process that took someone in the office literally 4 hours, 5 hours. So I got my brother, I just completely dudded ourselves. I got my brother's accountant to basically build some macros and formulas in this spreadsheet. So they put in the high level figures and everything calculated through perfectly within, it was 5 minutes, from 4 hours down to 5 minutes. And I think we charged $1,000 for it. You know, we should have charged 10 grand for it given the time. But here's the point. I mean, as far as going back to an agency and what you said about not paying for software, if you think about your triangle, you know, I was lucky I had my brother to do that. If I was going to do that for them for myself, you know, Excel macros, not my expertise, it would have taken me ages. I'd have to get Excel for Dummies to work it out. So it comes back, you know, if you're not going to leverage your money, it's going to cost you time. And I think that's one of the real tricks. You've got to, you know, what they say, the rich man spends time to save money. Sorry, the poor man spends time to save money, whereas the rich man spends money to save time.
Oh, that is awesome. That's a perfect summary of kind of how I'm trying to think about things now, like to an extent. Like I'm not, I don't have a cleaner or someone to do my washing yet. And I really want those things. I just don't convince the other half.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, one of the best investments I made in business was a PA. You know, so that's me building a team
Yep.
To get to lift, you know, time off me. So, but that's the next part of it is time. How do you leverage time? So, talked about leveraging money. How do you leverage time? And leveraging time is building a team around you. You know, that's how you become, you know, from doing, you know, 2 websites a month to being able to doing 20 websites a month. You know, you build a team around you. And obviously that's something that you can do by employing people or by outsourcing. And I, as I was an agency, I always, I mean, there's pros and cons for both. One of the positives with outsourcing that I think is you can serve and help people at a whole different sort of socioeconomic level. If you're doing SEO, example, 100% local, you're looking for clients, you can spend a minimum of $3,000 or $4,000 a month with you.
Yep.
You know, if you're using an outsourced team, you know, people can get SEO, you know, $500, $600, $700 a month. So it becomes available to a whole raft of new clients. So, but you know, building or leveraging time, you just need to build a team, whether it's local or it's, you know, employment or outsourcing or getting freelancers in. You know, you need a team. And the final bit is expertise. So expertise is quite cool. We don't, I find it quite funny when I have a digital agency who comes to me and says, I don't believe in outsourcing, because I'm like, well, you realize for you to exist, you have to have small, medium-sized businesses or whatever your niche is outsourcing their marketing to you. So you have to believe in outsourcing because that's the whole point of your existence. But, you know, expertise is really interesting because, you know, if we've come into business or freelancing, we probably don't enjoy admin work. If we're not enjoying the admin work, we're probably not good at it. So why don't we outsource that to someone who's better at it? You know, whether it's a VA or an admin assistant or a PA or, you know, you've got...
Well, bookkeeping's another example too, right?
Bookkeeping's a perfect example. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. You know,
we've had a bookkeeper for years now and I'm just so glad I don't even have to think about that stuff anymore.
Yeah, lawyers. I mean, lawyers are something that expertise that we outsource to. But in terms, so that's really good at lifting your time into things that you should be doing, because every time you do something that you're not an expert at, you know, you take 4 or 5 or 6 times the amount of time that the expert takes, which takes you 4 or 5 or 6 times the amount of time away from the stuff that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a bookkeeper who sets everything up and gets things done in 2 hours a month, you take 2 days a month to do. But the other side of expertise is, you know, for a business to work, business is, when I talk about what business is, it's a system next to a database. It's as simple as that. It's a system and a database. And however, if you've got a business, you're not just doing a job, you know, you've got a system and a database. And one of the things to make most value out of your system and your database is to maximize the, you know, average dollar return, maximize the spend in your business from your database.
Mm.
And leveraging off other people's expertise is a brilliant way to do that. And the best example I can give is, you know, web developer who builds a website, charges $5,000 or whatever, then has to go get another client, builds another website, $5,000. It's got two clients, 2 websites done. Average spend per client is $5,000. Now, if he gets an SEO expert on board or outsources some SEO, finds a team who can help him, all of a sudden, most people who get a website done want SEO or want some kind of marketing. So when they ask, do you do SEO also, and you say yes, all of a sudden you're charging this guy $1,000 a month for the SEO, and you know the average lifetime value of that's 2.5 years. So that's like 30 months of about, that's $30,000 extra for that client that you've got.
Mm.
And that's how, you know, that's how you can really grow beyond yourself, who you are today, by leveraging up other people's expertises.
Yeah, I like that.
So there is traps with all this. Do you want me to talk about the traps?
Yeah, well, I mean, absolutely. So I'm just kind of thinking about how we built our agency as well. That's why I kind of went a bit quiet there because you've got my brain ticking over. But
excellent.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously there's always going to be traps, like trying to, I mean, hiring people is hard, sure. Yeah. But also finding good freelancers and agencies and outsource providers is very hard, right? Like a lot of people have stories about like getting bitten by all kinds of people, you know, whether that's they just hired a bad person or someone didn't deliver. So, yeah, I mean, I imagine that is a trap.
Mm. So there's a great book called Who, which is a really cool book about and top grading are two good books in hiring A players.
And I will link these up in the show notes.
I can't remember the authors, so I'll shoot them to you once I like. I've got them both in my Kindle.
So. Yeah. And so so you guys know, I will have those both in the show notes. If you go to agencyhighway.com and find the episode with Damien, they'll both be linked up there.
Yeah, awesome. So they're really cool about hiring, you know, building team, but just a real focus. Rather, one of the challenges we do is when we hire resources, we talk about the things we want done rather than the outcomes we're looking for. So it really switches that around to really focus on the outcomes instead. Really cool sort of resources. But yeah, I think going back to the triangle, so, you know, finding the right people, it's a challenge whether you do that locally or outsourcing. It's a lot easier to get rid of people when you've got an outsource model or a freelance model than when you employ people. So, but yeah, yep. I think it tends to be a lot easier to fix issues too with employees because they sit next to you and you can point to the screen and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, there's obviously pros and cons of both. Yeah. You know, some people kind of think you just can't find anyone good in some of these like quote unquote cheaper countries.
Yeah.
But you know, I have had amazing employees onshore and offshore, and I've had awful employees onshore and offshore. You know, like just because someone's in a lower, you know, in a cheaper country doesn't mean they are worse. Be better at hiring and finding the right people.
Yeah. And this is the thing, like quite often we get that impression that they're worse because of their scattered English, but that's their second language.
Mm.
You know, and I don't know any second language that I speak scattered at because I'm at zero on that point. So, you know, that's like one up. But yeah, so let's
I'm not even very good at English.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I love trying to employ copywriters and getting the resumes, and they've got spelling mistakes in their own resumes. I've had that before too.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what I like to do when I'm trying to explain pitfalls, so that's sort of like a common challenge no matter what we do as far as building a team. But what I like to do is, if you think about the triangle we drew, put a circle over the triangle. So overlay a circle over the triangle, but a circle where you've got the tips of the triangle sticking out of it. So the circle only partially covers a triangle. And obviously, because of the way the shape of the triangle is, the shape of the circle is, there's parts of the circle outside the triangle. So you've got a big space in between that's the circle and the triangle. Then you've got bits of triangle outside the circle and bits of circle outside the triangle.
Yep.
That makes sense?
Yep, I've got it.
Yeah, beautiful. So drawing a picture in our mind on radio. So, and I think this is a really cool model because with, we serve agencies in six countries now, all Western developed countries. And, you know, just like every business, we're not perfect. But it's really, really clear to us when our model doesn't suit an agency. And I think when I think about what this looks like, it's sort of kind of clear to me that building a team internally wouldn't suit those agencies either. So what happens is, if you think about the way that triangle and that circle overlay, the bits where you got triangle and circle, the bits where the overlay is, that's what your team are doing now. So that's what when you build a team, that's the stuff you give the team to look after. Now, what happens to us as agencies, though, is we came into the industry because, you know, I love doing AdWords and I love that the thrill of that arbitrage equation of making money out of nothing. But now in my model, that's what I have to give someone else to do, you know, or if we're a web developer, that's what we have to give the coders to do.
Yeah.
So that's the part inside, and that's where we're building team mostly trips up is that we know this thing and that's how we got into the industry. Part of what we did is what we loved, but we need to evolve too. You know, our business evolving as a business leader, we need to evolve and become better also, which means we need to lift. And we need to trust people to get that stuff done. And part of that is getting the right people. Part of that is setting targets correctly, all that kind of stuff. So that's what our business looks like as far as team. Now, if you think about the points of the triangle, which are outside the circle, That's the new us. Right. So that's the part the team doesn't look after. So part of that's going to be management. Part of that could be briefing, you know, briefing and testing and that kind of stuff to make sure our team are on track. You know, a lot of that can be automated. I mean, James, you know about, you know, online briefing forms and feedback loops and reporting loops and that kind of stuff. You know, part of that can be...
I love that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You can automate that to a long way. So that's the boring part of the outside of the triangle, though. So the real fun stuff is, you know, this is where we get to evolve as professionals and become better at whatever we're trying to do and whatever we love. This is also when, I mean, agency life is difficult because it's very competitive and there are so many Me Too agencies out there that have nothing really to say about who they are and what they're trying to do and what their point of difference is. If we focus on our genius, and when I talk about our genius, is that state of automatic flow where what we're doing, we're so involved in and we so love that that's where we add maximum value to our clients and that's where time, you know, that's the timeless moments when we're at work. You know,
yeah, absolutely. The stuff where the whole day goes like in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Like. So that's where we should be spending our time. And maybe that's, you know, sitting with clients and understanding exactly where they're coming from and drawing the picture in your mind of the solution that your team's going to deliver, but really having that vision. That's the stuff that we can move into. Or even for me, how it ended up working for me, my outside the circle bits of triangle is, you know, my creative is in creating a business. You know, business creation is my creative outlet. You know, and I'll spend a lot of time, you know, seeing the bigger picture stuff and putting all the bits and pieces in place that makes, you know, the legacy stuff, the stuff that I know the world's going to be better off because I was here. You know, if we focus on the inside the circle area rather than the outside tips of the triangle, we miss all that and we don't get that. So, yeah, the biggest trap that I see, and this is particularly around agencies pushing through the second level, the second layer of stock, which is sort of like when my case was around 300, 350 grand, is we're focusing in the wrong area. We're still focusing on the stuff that brought us into the industry, and it's a mindset shift to move beyond that.
What do you mean by that? Sorry, what stuff that brought us in?
Yeah, so like I was focusing all on how AdWords is working. At AdWords. Yeah. Cool. And I guess the real exciting thing about Team 2 is if you look at the diagram, hopefully people were drawing this down on their notepads as they were listening.
Yeah.
But there's outside triangle bits of circle too. I mean, part of the circles are outside the triangle. And this is where you get real, real benefit of getting the right team around you. This is sort of like the expertise that you leverage off. Or, you know, for us, for example, with us, you know, because I only work with agencies, there's value add stuff that we put together just for agencies that other people can't. Like a good example is I got together with my lawyer and, you know, an agency – getting all their legals together usually would pay $3,000 or so for that.
Yeah.
And we got a comprehensive legal contract for our agencies, which cost them $47 covers everything. So that's something value add that we can bring to the mix.
Yeah.
We've got a similar one. I know some agencies are challenged with collecting money off clients who haven't paid their bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that no one enjoys, you know, bringing up saying you haven't paid your money. No one enjoys not being paid either. So we've created a whole debtor management process, program of work that our agencies can, that's a paid service. It's also one they can offer their clients and resell to their clients, help their clients get paid so agencies can make money out of it.
Yeah.
You know, so having a really good team, but you know, that's the same thing as what I said before. You know, hiring someone who's an SEO expert is stuff, if you're a web developer, is stuff outside your expertise, and whether that's an employee or whatever, that's something that's in the circle bit outside the triangle that adds extra value to your business. So it actually makes your business a bigger, better thing.
Yeah. And I guess we've tried to do a little bit of that in Content Snare because, you know, we don't really have the agency anymore. So I've got all these processes and things and like ideas and how we got clients and all this like stuff that I don't have a need for anymore that I give away, right? And that's through both content, like free content and stuff that, you know, Content Snare subscribers get. So just to clarify, what are the triangle and circle represent in this? The triangle is kind of like your business and the circle, is that your team? Like, well, it's team, but it can be internal and external to the business. And that's
So really cool question, because for an agency, I said the triangle is your business and it's what you're doing as a business owner today, pretty much. So it's your time, it's your output. And what the circle is when you need to grow, how do you push the boundaries of your triangle to make it bigger, better, leverage your time better? So that's what other people bring.
Right.
Part of that's the together stuff is what the team do, the independent
like your triangle. Team.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The team that you've built.
Yeah.
The outside the circle bits of triangle are you evolving as a business person and your value add and your unique genius. And the bits of circle outside the triangle are the extra stuff that your team bring, whether that's internal or external.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about this model, right? Agencies exist because businesses outsource their marketing. So if you think about your clients as an agency, you're the circle. And if your business, if you think about your clients, they're the triangle in this regard. So you flip it, they're the triangle. And as you being the circle, what you need to think about, one of the things you need to think about is how do you ensure that your clients aren't doing the work and tripping you up in the middle bit?
Yeah.
And you've also got to think about, if you're the circle, what amazing things are you bringing for your clients that no one else is that adds extra value to them, which is outside their triangle? And they should match up with, so for your clients, you being the circle bit outside, that should match up with when you're your business, the outside triangle bit.
Gotcha.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the same page now.
Yeah. So it's a cool model. It's like it's a good way to think about how we can evolve as, and let's face it, business is about, I think business and life are really, really similar. It's about evolving as people. It's about learning lessons. It's about facing challenges and fears and being better at the end of the day.
Hmm.
But how can we evolve? And as part of that, how can we help those we serve have better businesses too?
Hmm. I really like that concept of sort of value adding to your clients in whatever way, like those, the bits of circle outside the triangle, as you would say. Like, and that was when we were doing, you know, retainers for website maintenance and marketing and stuff. That was always something I tried to come up with, ways that we could add a lot of value to those plans without a lot of work, you know, like just additional things you could add in. Like, I remember sometimes that might be a tool, you know, like I found a downtime, like a uptime monitoring tool that had like all these extra little features that we could give clients, like, I don't know, domain expiry warnings or SSL expiry and that kind of stuff. And I was just like, man, like I can just add these in now so easily. And they're just like, I don't know, they're things that other people might not have been offering.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to do that with my clients too. Like, one of the things is in conversations I have with clients, you know, we create, you know, education and coaching courses around that. So, you know, sales is a big one. We all come into this industry because we're good at marketing. We tend not to be good at sales. So I get sales coaches in to help our agencies.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, the challenges of sales and digital marketing are little bit similar to most SMBs, but a little bit unique to digital marketing. So we put together stuff specific to help our clients. And that's, you know, 100%. How can we help our clients with our, if we have time to get back to our unique pieces of genius, and get back to that time, the thing that sets us apart from everyone else, how can we turn that into something that, you know, adds amazing value?
Yeah, nice. I like it. So, I mean, what's the next thing in this, do you think? Like, I was just going to ask you what you guys do, but is there anything else you think we need to cover?
Well, I don't think so. I think, like, obviously we're happy to talk to anyone if they're thinking about going down the outsourcing route.
Mm.
And, you know,
well, you guys have a pretty large variety of services, right? So what kind of services do you do for agencies?
So, yeah, we do basically most of the standard things and linking some of the standard things together. So obviously website, web design development, SEO, AdWords management, social media content, social media advertising also. We do copywriting out of South Africa. South Africa, obviously English is a native language there, so we can offer, you know, native writers or native English speaking writers to get decent copy content.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that leads itself into, you know, we're building some products like, which is almost launched, you know, lead funnel style products and things like that too.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So it's pretty comprehensive, yeah. Like I remember working with you guys quite a while ago on SEO for some of our clients, because obviously we didn't have the expertise in-house and yeah. I guess I would have considered myself an SEO expert then because that's what I used to do, but what I did not have was the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we work together. So I can totally see the value in working with an outsourced provider, especially when you don't want to hire a team internally. Like it makes sense to hire a few people, but like, you know, it can be a pretty massive step to hire someone that does SEO and then someone that does AdWords and then all this sort of stuff, whose services that you want to add. And it's a lot of work. Like it's really hard to hire people, especially if you don't know, if you don't have the expertise in those areas.
Yeah.
So I can totally see and have in the past worked with companies like Globatel to handle those parts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look, there are reasons why you would build a team internally, and there's reasons why you'd use outsourcing, and there's risks with both. Obviously, a lot of human resource risk by building a team internally, human resources and employment risk and that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's also quality. I mean, everyone knows about quality risk, and outsourcing in our industry hasn't done well, it's got a bad reputation for all the right reasons. You know, it hasn't been a great industry, which is part of the reason why I jumped in, is to try to clean it up a bit and, you know, put layers of quality over the usual outsource to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh kind of stuff. So, you know, so rather than have that uncontrolled environment, we try to, you know, put first world controls over what we're doing to mitigate as much as we can those risks.
Yep. Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So we will have a little landing page for people to go to sign up with you guys.
It's beautiful.
It's a pretty long URL. But let's just say, let's put it at agencyhighway.com/G. I'm just going to do that as a short link to the landing page. And it's actually a content snare branded landing page. But as you guys know, that's, both, we run both of those things. So hopefully there's not too much confusion there.
So just, I mean, the next step too is if you want to come and talk to us about your situation, what we'll do, we've got a, if you just, you know, on that landing page, if you just put your details in, I'll have someone from our office here in Australia, either Diana or Michelle, get in touch, have a chat to you about what you're looking for, and we'll give you some, like, you know, I recognize that it's sort of taking this step is a bit of a risk for a lot of people, and you want to have a look under the covers first. So we have trials that I've offered James, which are on the landing page, where you can actually have a proper look at what we're doing before committing to anything. So, and that's like when I say a proper look, I mean, you know, I think it's 3 months or something without charge of one service.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a pretty freaking awesome offer that you guys can offer that to people. So, yeah, I think if you are considering growing your team without, you know, and want to just outsource it to another company that does it well, I would recommend checking out Globatel. And you can, check out that landing page. It's a free trial, so you can just fill in your details and they'll talk to you and take it from there. So, yeah, that's it.
Easy. Excellent. Beautiful. Well, thanks, James.
Damien, thank you very much for joining me.
As been I said, good to chat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long time coming and I'm glad we finally did this. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Damien.
See ya.
This has been another episode of Agency Highway. If you enjoyed the episode, please jump over to iTunes and leave a review or share it with someone you think will benefit. See you in the next episode.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.